Yo,
yo, yo!
What's up, my dude? These
headphones in. What is good, my dude? Good to hear from you.
How are you?
I'm doing good, man. Been really good, actually. Been on this retention streak, and that's been it's been something. It's been an adventure. I can tell you that, to say the least. It has been an adventure. What about yourself?
Not much.
Not much?
Sorry, I got Grand Theft Auto playing, too.
Oh, my favorite game right there.
Oh, yeah, dude. GTA 5 is the best.
That's shit, man. I've been playing as a kid every day. That ruined my memory.
Oh, for fuck's sakes. Oh, now I'm... God damn it, these fucking people bringing the cops in this game.
Oh, nah. What do you do, rob a bank?
No, dude, I just showed up to the chop shop to fucking put a car in to sell it so that I can make some fucking money. Yeah. And all of these people, fuck it, fine. Get in the way of my vehicle, I'll fucking run you over. Anyways, okay. So what's up, dude? You said you had an amazing day.
Really nothing crazy. I did get another car, but...
You got another car?
Yeah, I traded my other car in.
It wasn't any good?
No, it's not that. It was just like the car that they were selling, like for the price, it's not even like it was cheap at all. It wasn't cheap, but it's like for the price and the mileage, it just
made the most sense.
It's like a no brainer. And like I can make money off the car. So like I know why I was doing it. But what I did today though, I just painted my wheels though. Mm. Which was a huge difference it made to the car.
Gotcha.
So they were like a gunmetal, like a silver metallic with the white. It just didn't look good. Silver rims with a white car just didn't look right.
Right. So you painted them black?
Yes, I painted them black. It looks 10 times better.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. Other than that, though, I mean, I've been chilling, man. I'm not gonna lie. We just have a female over. I'm still retaining, but that shit is not easy, though. It's really not. Like, it's really not. Like, I'm telling you, when you have the real thing right there, and she's looking fine as hell, thick as hell, fine, it's not easy to really retain. It's really not. It's really a challenge. I'm not going to sit here and lie.
No, I feel you, dude. It is.
It is. Like... It really is, but I mean, at the end of the day, like, you know why you're retaining. It's not even just so much for just the spiritual reasons. It's for, like, practical reasons, too. Like, you literally, we all know
what I happens. I felt better.
Yeah, right. Same. You feel better. You really are in a better mood, though. Like, that's the biggest thing I can say with retaining. Like, you'll just be in a more positive-ass mood.
Mm-hmm.
The longer you go, the more positive you will really be. So that shows you it's a lot deeper than just you just retaining. Because like, see how it changes like your spectrum of life to a higher vibration. Like it's a lot deeper than just retaining. Like it really does put you on a higher vibration.
Mm-hmm.
No matter who you are. That's how I know the powers that be, they're doing shit like this. So this is how the system is like it is. Because they're in a sense on a high vibration with wicked intentions, with the wrong intentions, but they are on a high vibration at the same time. They're not on a low vibration like we think that these beings are. They're actually on a very high vibration.
Mm-hmm.
A very high vibration. I'm telling you, it's true. That's how they fool us, because we think it's these low vibrational entities that have no power.
Yeah.
If they had no power, how could they be doing all this with the world if they had no power?
Who told you that angels had to be good guys?
Right. Right. Just because they look a certain way, just because they... Right. So. But yeah, man. I mean, I feel like the veil is getting thinner and thinner every day, though. And time is speeding up exponentially. Like, whatever happened last week, I feel like it's already happening right now. So, I think we're going through a time warp type thing.
God damn it, are we ever, man? I've like it's the only way to explain what's been going on with me, man.
Mm-hmm. Open up. What's been going on?
Well, I'm not retaining anymore. I'm back on it. But I blew that streak like 2 weeks ago. I was going on for like, I think 16, 17 days. And then went on like consecutive dates with people to, you know, with always the goal of like, I mean, not always the goal, but it's always nice in the goal to like hook up.
Right.
Right. And so like, I was okay with it and I was, you know, like totally fine, but nothing happened. So I was just like, fuck this. I feel backed up and whatnot. So I was like, okay, let's do it. And then on Monday, the Monday after, I fucked a Filipino girl, which was awesome. And like, I did really, really well retaining for a while. And I was just like, fuck it, let's go. Cause it's not always, you know, I'm not always, I don't know how to explain it. But I haven't been retaining since. But what sucks is I also have, like, since that moment, I've had the worst luck with women.
What it does is, because this is actually a fact, like, the reason I'm telling you retention is so real, like, my ex just drove an hour away. Like, she just showed me how far she has to drive home. She has to drive an hour away. I'm telling you, if I was not retaining, she would not have driven that far. But she doesn't know that I'm in on it. Like, she doesn't know that I'm in on what's really going on because she doesn't really understand it either. See, right. These people, they don't. Like, it's a higher power that's really controlling everything. The hive mind is controlling the hive mind people, and the sovereign beings are being controlled by nobody. You get what I'm saying? She's definitely part of the hive mind, but one of the reasons I did have her over too is it's going to sound backwards, but like you really are supposed to keep your enemies close to you. Learn what they're doing because whatever they're doing, that's how you're going to game plan. Because I promise you, they're taking note on you. They're taking note on you. Everything that you're thinking, Google, I was listening on the thing. Google is not even owned by Google. They're owned by a think tank company. That's why everything with Google is how you think. I said, wow, that's deep.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. So.
Yeah, dude. No, it's fucked, man. Like,
for real. No, for real. Like, when you retain, you have to understand, like, a lot of people are not ready to retain. The reason I say this is, like, I've got attacked so much when I've been retained. It's to the point where, like, even if you don't believe in any higher power, you know something will just be weird. Like, if you're just retaining for 50 days, why do I keep almost getting in car wrecks every time I'm driving? Why are people out of nowhere just, you get what I'm saying? It just comes to a point where you're like, this is not a coincidence because this was not happening 50 days ago. You see, that's why it's always good to take note of your life because you see how your life is before you start doing something. And I always know because I just know how I am. I know how my life is. So I know.
You know? 100%, dude.
Like, I bet whenever you're retaining, like, I'm telling you, just so many things are just going your way, but it's like a lot of things go your way just to try and fuck you up. Some things go your way just to try and fuck you up, just to try and bring you back. Like, it's weird. Like, you get what you want, but it's like it was just to bring you back. But that's what retention does because it literally makes you a magnet to everything. This is what I'm saying. Like, with her, like, it's like it has to go your way in a sense. With the more you retain, like, life has to go your way. It's not really a if and. I've just seen it myself firsthand, like, things that whenever I'm retaining, even, like, in my job, like, no, this is real. This energy is very real, you know? So that's why it's so hard to retain it, though. Because it's that powerful, truly.
Dude.
It's that powerful. Like, it's literally so powerful, you can control the whole world. That's what I'm trying to say. It's literally that power. If you retain for that long, I promise you, you will, in a sense, be controlling some part of the world. Because you have so much life force energy. If this world is life, and you have so much life force energy, because you have to compare yourself to people that are releasing every day. It's you have to. So if you have someone's life for it, that it's like 100, 200, 300 people combined, what do you think is going to be happening towards your way? You know what I'm saying? Like, people, like, run, already the 1% are doing this. So what if you're the 1% within that 1%? Because that 1% could be 10 million.
That's right.
You get what I'm saying? So then you're the 1% of that 1%. So now you're really, like, everywhere you go, you're just going to stick out. Like, I just see it. Like, I just came from vacation. And, like, everywhere we went, people were saying stuff. Like, it's because they just see a glow. They just see something within your spirit, within your aura that's different. Because most people just have a dark aura, just darkness around them. So whenever you have that light, they're going to swarm to you like mosquitoes at nighttime. Women, a lot of shit, you know? Like, that's why I wasn't trying to release with my ex. Like, I really wasn't at all. I was not trying to release, you know? Like, I didn't want to. I didn't, obviously, but because I know how powerful the energy is, you know? And I know what this energy does for you in the right ways. And it's really endless. Like, there's no negative benefits of retaining.
No, at all, period. Except for that it's difficult.
Exactly. Right. It's difficult. That is really the only thing. But obviously we know that's what builds you. So it's like, it's what we need. But that's why it's so damn hard. Because it's what we need. You know, not that you need to go 20 years retained. Nobody's saying that. But should we be retaining for long periods of time? Yes. Yes, we should. Because this is our creativity.
Like, yeah, dude.
Truly, this is your creativity. That's why a kid is so creative yet again, because they're not thinking about sex. They're not thinking about releasing. All they do is transmute, transmute, transmute. That's it. So, I don't know. I've just seen so many benefits from it. Like, even if I fuck up, which is very possible, I'm not trying to manifest it, but I'm not perfect. I take the shit day by day. I don't take it tomorrow. I take it right now by right now, second by second. Shit, you can release. I promise you it happens in 10 seconds. So you got to take this journey day by day, second by second. You know?
100%.
You know, it's not so much about perfecting it. Really, to me, it's just about releasing with a woman. Simply put, like, always that being your end goal. Even if you have the most urges, do what, not saying do whatever you have to do, but like, be a man in release with a woman, you know, make it a challenge, because that's really the thing that,
yeah,
you know, that's what it is. It gets you out of the, you know, the challenge.
I feel so, fuck. I don't want to say, you know what, it feels unearned when it's just me.
Yeah, keep you in your comfort zone. That's why, you know, you see people, you know, the verses, the people that do, the people that don't. The people that don't, they're very outraged, like, outgoing. Yeah, it's true. And that's why. I mean, I see why. Because it's that guilt and that shame. I've been there, you know? Like, people can just smell it. Because it's weird how we give off everything. You know, like a sad puppy walking, like, you can just tell that person from a mile away. You can just tell how they acting. Shoulders all shrugged down, walking down, looking down. You see what I'm saying? You'll be able to tell that person's down.
Yeah.
Everything about them. You know, you can just read them, literally looking at them. So, you know, we kind of give off how we're feeling, honestly. Especially women. That's a big thing. Like, that's why, like, I don't know, man. Like, I really am, like, big on respect now. Like, the more you retain off and on, like I say, even nobody's perfect, but the more you do this lifestyle, you do subconsciously just want more respect from people.
The fuck, dude? I'm always wanting respect from people.
But you want a different level whenever you retain for a period of time, I promise you. It's like you demand it more. Like,
yeah.
You demand it a lot more than what you did before, which shows your worth, though. What shows your worth is going up. That's why you demand more respect, because you respect yourself more. So everything goes hand in hand. everything with retention goes hand in hand. There's no coincidence in any of the formulas. Nothing. So my thing is this: you don't have to retain forever. Oh. Just always be in a surplus. Like, that's all I can say.
Always be in a surplus? Like,
always try to be in surplus.
Like, always be retaining
more than you're releasing.
Mm.
Right. But I will say,
dude, I honestly didn't think I'd ever get down to zero, but I think I did. I don't think I produce as much as I used to.
Really? I mean, yeah, age is a factor. I mean, I will say, I know you're healthy though, so that's the biggest factor though.
Yeah.
You know, is health, because that's all that you are. If that's who you are and your body's healthy, then you know that just shows that it has to be healthy.
100%.
Yeah, for sure. It might, as you're saying, it might not be the same as whenever you were younger, in a sense. So I understand.
Right, like I still have the same vitality. I still have the same excitement and whatnot. But I just and the thing is that on like initial releases, right? Like on the once I've saved up, right? There's a lot. It's but you know, like I
that was my bad.
What up?
But, yeah, I know you're saying about retaining. That's the last kind of words I was hearing from you.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, I don't know. It does feel good. Like, I'm going to go back on to, today is day one.
Mm-hmm.
And the beauty is that I don't really have any females on the I don't have any females really on the horizon except for one, but I don't know what's going to go on with her. The other one, I have no fucking clue. Her dad got COVID and then she did, but I mean, she's young and does suspect stuff in my head.
Yeah,
like she has me, which I think I'm a pretty decent candidate, but she doesn't see the value because she's too young.
Yeah, I see my ex. All right, so and that's what's crazy. I told her that. I say you're just young. You don't see the value in men. You don't know. She's like, oh
fuck it. You don't even. It's more so they don't see the value in me. I'm being super selfish with it.
1,000%, because that's exactly how I felt, because you respect yourself and you know your worth. Exactly.
Yeah. You know, because like, why are you talking to these guys? Yeah. Right? Like, why are you? And it's not like I honestly don't think it's a jealousy thing. I think it's a worth thing.
No. Listen, I've been there. I'm trying to tell you, because I've always asked myself the same thing. Why does she go to dudes that treat her like shit whenever I'm always... Because she doesn't respect herself. And after I understood that, it all made sense. It's not you. It's her.
It is.
She really has no respect for herself. Think about this. Because this is what gets me. Okay. Women respect yourself. Why do they all want to be with rappers? What do rappers always say in their songs? What do they always say about women?
They're always disrespecting them.
Okay, exactly. So if they're always disrespecting women, then why would you? It just goes to show you, like, come on now.
Like, the fucking. You know what I'm saying? That's, you know what, dude? I came to this thought the other day, too, about how it feels like the issue. So I used to do it internally, right? Like, I always had the idea of looking for the most common denominator in situations.
Mm-hmm.
So in issues with me, I'm the common denominator, right?
Right.
Right? Like women don't want anything to do with, like, blah, 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 like all of this shit. So, fuck. What were we talking? Sorry, what was I just saying?
You said common denominator in women.
Oh, right. But what I realized is that the majority, and I mean this, dude, deep down, and people can argue with me all they want, but I really do think that people, not just women, but people in general are super insecure. Mm-hmm. And women are the ones that I deal with, right?
Right.
But I used to put it all on me. Like, all on me, dude.
Dude, women are so insecure. I told you to have my egg over my house. I'm only telling you this because you're my boy and I ain't got no reason to lie. But, like, I was talking to her and I'm like, why? I said something about that, like, being insecure. I'm like, you got all these likes on Instagram. You got all these likes, but you're still insecure. Like, I'm telling you, she is just as insecure as a girl that's 350 pounds. And I'm not even trying to be, I'm being so serious, but it just shows you, like, people are putting on a front, which is fine. I guess everybody does it, but, like, once you know what I'm saying, see through the veil, you just see everybody's putting on some type of front. And we all have insecurities in some ways, which is fine. You know what I'm saying? Other people are just better at masking it. A fat comedian. How does a fat comedian really prosper? Because they know they're fat.
Yeah.
That's funny. Exactly.
It's hilarious.
Exactly. Because you know people.
Because they own it. Just exactly. Like you respect the girl that's a slut.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I respect her.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, she was just wearing something that looked kind of slutty. I don't care. I was
no, but even if she is, even if she is, and she's just your friend, dude, cool.
Do what you do. I'm not trying to do what you do. I can't even stop you. I'm not going to try. For real. Because I tried that. It didn't get me nowhere. So, I just let people do what they do.
Yeah, I mean, you got to.
You have to, which is the right way, but like, whenever you're wise,
but it sucks, fucking dude. You know what sucks about it though, Lando? You know what sucks about the you just gotta let people do what they do,
right? Yeah.
It normally, for some fucked up reason, they choose the other way.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's sad.
1,000%.
Right, like
I've seen it time in and time out.
Like, do what you gotta do. 100%, but include me. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't make me feel invested in someone's relationship or friendship or, like, whatever we have. It doesn't keep me invested.
Right.
Like, I wrote in a tweet today that being ignored, basically, is a major turnoff.
1,000%.
Right? Like, because, and this is, and maybe it's just my assumptions on it. They're talking to somebody.
No. They are. But listen, I'm telling you right now, the best thing you can do is just level up. Because I promise you, them people that really did you wrong, mess you over, your feelings, heartbreak, anything. Kill them with success. I don't care what anybody says. You have to.
Yeah.
Because I just see, I'm not trying to, like, talk down on nobody, but, like, I just see how good that I'm living. And I see how she's living. And then I see, it don't matter how you did me. It don't matter if you fucked me over whenever we're in a relationship. You know why? Because I'm always gonna be on top.
Mm-hmm.
Always, it's always been me on top. So why am I about to have this animosity towards somebody whenever I'm always on top? Because that's why I feel like I would have animosity. Oh, nothing's gonna happen to them, but they fucked me over. Knowing they fucked me over, because like. Come on, I've already told you about, you know, the many times, and you told me about the many times. So whenever you know you're a good person, you know there's nothing else you could have done. like, what are you going to not help that person? You get what I'm saying? It doesn't make
sense. Oh, now I'm probably not going to.
Right, now you're not. But in the moment, it's like you're a good person, so of course you're going to do what you do. But then you get fucked over, and it's like, well, I was just doing what I did. You know? It's like,
yeah.
Makes you like, what? Honestly, but it's just this world. We don't know how to love people because we're not loved, right? That's really what it is, simply put. We don't know how to love, so we don't know how to share love.
We really don't, dude. That's the problem.
We really don't, which is, think about it, that's the easiest thing. People know how to build a building. People know how to build a spaceship, build anything in the world. We don't know how to love our neighbor? Come on, man. How smart are we? Not very smart, to me. But if we were smart, we'd all love each other. Because we would all work together.
Yep.
There would be no government. We would be the ones. We are the nation. So, I don't know, man. That's why we feeling like what I came here to do was not that much like hard stuff. It was not hard. It was not supposed to be hard. It was supposed to be very simple. Because simple things that the world doesn't understand, like how to love, then obviously people that need to just do that, live that life, that's what they're supposed to do. Like, I don't know, man. I feel like there's so many things that we overlook in our society. And, like, we need to stop idolizing people, too. That's where we get messed up, where we idolize people, too. Like, oh, my God, they're so this, they're so that. Okay, but do they know anything about dementia? Do they know anything about portal? Do they know anything about themselves?
Do they know anything about semen retention?
They know, right, they know exactly. Higher dimensional knowledge that's kept away. They don't know, but they know everything about what they do. So it's like, you know what they told you what they know. That's what we mess up. You know what they told you. That's all we know until you break out of the box. You know, that's why you can't really talk to people about this stuff. People are going to call you crazy. They're not gonna know what you. They're not even gonna try to open their mind to see where you're coming from. Like that's how I know people are. Literally, people are moving scripts. Like they live. Yeah. Like these aren't real people. They're not. They're scripts. Like I'm telling you.
Like NPCs. Like just non-player characters.
They're literally scripts. That's what I'm trying to tell you. With my ex, like. I'm playing along with this shit. That's why I'm trying to. I didn't release because that's what they wanted.
Did you guys ball though?
Yeah, I mean, we chilled. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Fooled around and shit. Or
yeah, like
you
chill. Yeah, like we chill. But it's like I know what's really going on. At the end of the day, should I had her come over? Okay, I don't know. I guess that's a question. I'm not gonna sit here and lie to you. Like she's not bad. Like I'm not gonna lie. Like. Yes, but in the day, I see what's going on now, though. So now I'm kind of playing along with the shit. Because, like, have you seen the movie Neo, like, in Matrix, when he showed that girl in the red dress?
Mm-hmm.
Every time I see her, she's wearing something of red. Every single time. But she doesn't know that I know what's really going on. I've been peeped this. Every time.
Like your lady wears red or the.
Yes. Yes. Like she was just wearing a red top. Like a red thong. You know what I'm saying? And she always wants to like make sure I see it. So it's like. I'm telling you, there is forces that are very real that are watching people that are retaining. I'm not kidding. That's what I'm saying. This energy. It's so strong, like, they have, it seems like fucking task force that, like, once you hit a certain level, it's like something above your head clicks, and they can see it. Because, like, I've been 90 days. You, honest to God, you do not feel the same. You feel like a whole new person. Like, I'm not even trying to be funny. You literally feel like you're reborn. You truly do. You don't feel the same. Like, you don't think the same. You have so much energy. It doesn't make sense. You know? So, like, I'm not saying that you have to retain for 90 days, but, like, man, that really should be the goal. At least 90, because that energy should be so crazy. Like, but then you can use that same energy for anything you want. See, you really become a master alchemist whenever you can really master this. Like, because if you think about it, your semen has to be all the elements of the world. Why do I say that? It brings in a whole other person. So if this is all the elements of the world and you retain this in, that means all the elements have to attract to you. You get what I'm saying? So it means your life that you want has to eventually attract to you. It has to. Whatever it is, it really has to happen. It doesn't matter. It has to happen if you keep retaining. That's why I'm saying the government is using these things for their own benefit. Like, for sure. Like, there's monks that work for the government. Yep. Because what they do is they help the government to manifest. But, of course, I'm not going to tell you these things because they say they're not real, but obviously they're real. Because how they manifest, whatever, they don't have the imagination to manifest. And we all know this. So they use other beings. They use us, too. The sheep. You know. So how you feel about this shot?
The jab?
Yeah, man.
Not for it, dude.
Yeah, man.
I'm not for it at all. No, man, it's weird. Why would I want to put something that I don't know? Like, dude, okay. I'm going to break it down real simple, okay? Mm-hmm. For the podcast. Okay? Okay, so my doctor, my old doctor, I'm no longer a patient at her place. Like, they pulled my records. Because mm-hmm. I hadn't been there for so long. Like 9 years, dude, or like 8 years.
Damn.
Yeah. And now I've taken so much control of my health. Right? Like, I've taken so much control back on my own health that I don't want to let anybody get in the way of that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know what the fuck's in that thing, and I don't trust the people trying. I don't trust the people trying to sell me the, like, whatever they were trying to sell me before.
Right.
I didn't. Right. Like, I don't trust what they were trying to sell me before, right? You take someone like Pfizer, you take someone like all the other companies, right? If I didn't trust the other products, why would I trust this one?
Right. To me, it's like, do you want to be a guinea pig? Yes or no? Simple.
Yeah.
If you take it, then yeah. Because guess what? In 5 years... you could be a fucking zombie. They don't know what the fuck's gonna happen to you.
Exactly. They don't have to worry. They don't have to worry about it.
No, because you can't sue them.
That's right. Well, the other thing is that it's not really a vaccine.
Right. Right.
It's like a
right.
It's gene therapy. It's supposedly like gene therapy or something.
Yes, because it's kind of like splicing your gene in a sense, right? It's kind of like splicing your genes. Yes, right. They interact with them.
And so, like, I read an article where they were talking about how if you get the vaccine, you become a genetically modified organism.
Yeah.
And that means that then you can be owned.
Yeah. That's the whole point I'm trying to get at. I don't understand is the reason that they're doing it is so they can own you. Literally. And, like, for real, we think this is a game, but they already own our – think about this. How can you trade a patent food because it's not real? Anything in Mother Nature that's actually real cannot be patented because it's natural and it's from the earth. So how are all these foods patented? Because they're not real. They're literally made in a lab. That's how they're patented because only they know how to make it that way. Hey. This world is, man, people need to wake up.
Yep.
Because time is running out. Time is moving too damn fast. We don't have that much time. on this planet, how it is, with this dollar system, because the dollar is what how the world is how it is. The only reason the world is how it is because of our economic system. There's no other reason. I promise. Our economic system. So if that crashed, how would the world be?
What'd you say?
If our economic system crashed, how would the world be, I said?
Yeah, exactly.
It would be like shit. It'd be nothing.
Because we don't know how to operate without it.
Exactly. Exactly. Wouldn't be, you know, if money tomorrow was gone, would everybody know how to barter? No, nobody would. Because we're not used to that. It's simple, you know? So, I don't know, man. I'm just trying to live my life, follow what the Most High God wants me to do, and be the best person I can be. Because I'm not perfect. Nobody's perfect. Just on that same retention lifestyle, nobody's perfect. You're not going to retain for the rest of your life. That's not, you know, that's not the goal. I just feel like the goal really is to just retain for long enough periods that you see fit, you know. Because, like, I feel like you are supposed to retain until you, like, reach big achievement. That I will say and stand on that. Like, whenever you are, you know, trying to do things in your life, trying to achieve new heights and success, I feel like you should have retained till you get there, because then it's just going to make it more worthwhile. You're going to have 10 times more the passion, the drive.
You know? No, I agree, dude.
Because you do lose that whenever you release. You definitely lose your drive and passion, 100%.
Yeah, and like, the care to continue too, and like to rebuild and
right, and it kind of does on a slippery slope put you in a negative mindset. It does. It really does. It does. The more you release, the more it happens. But like, even after you release one time, it puts you in a negative mindset subconsciously. I promise you. For a little bit. It won't last long, maybe, but for a little bit, it does. Because it lowers your vibration. Just think about that. Every time you release, you do lower your vibration. Like it or not, it's a fact. Why you lose energy? Because your vibration lowers. So, there's a lot of spiritual to it, but it's not a lot of, like, just straight practical. You know, so I don't know, man. Just keep doing what you're doing. Keep showing through the veil, because honestly, have you seen the Truman Show?
Yeah,
great, I feel like I'm on the Truman Show, 100%, for real. But I feel like it's deeper than what we think, because they're not gonna tell you, like on the Truman Show, they would talk to the actors. They wouldn't do that. Why? Because somebody would blow the cover if it was that simple. If they would just tell people, no, they're not going to tell you you're living a script. They're not going to tell you your life is a fucking script. Your life means nothing. Literally, like, people don't understand. I'm sorry to say it, but a lot of people's lives mean nothing. I'm not even trying to be funny. I'm being so serious.
Like, oh, dude, I'm with you.
Your life literally means nothing. Your life is literally made to be like an oppressor, like for the chosen ones. Like, that is literally your life, which is so crazy that we don't see this shit. Like, but this is what I be saying, like, with these forces that are out there, it's only for the ones that are on the right path. If you one of them, they're not going to attack you. That's why most of these actors and all these people that blow up, because they're with them. Floyd Mayweather and the dude Jake Paul fighting. Bro, they're all Freemasons. It's all about business. Look at sports now. Is sports really about the sports? Has it ever really been about the sports? Or how much is the owner making this year? And that's all that matters. That's all that matters is how much the owner's...
Revenue.
They don't care about this game. If we lose 0-17, did we make more money than what we made last year? This is a business. We don't care about this damn scoreboard. What? Like, for real. I mean, it matters, of course. People are not going to come to the
game. Their scoreboard is how many people they got into seats, how many, how much food they sold at concession, how many jerseys they sold, how much their slaves earned them.
Exactly. And we think the owner, oh, my God, they really care about the team. Like you said, no. They're slaves to the owner. They literally have to do exactly what the contract says. They sign a contract. You can't just get out of the contract.
Yep.
And them contracts, honestly, have you ever seen an NFL contract with your 2 hours in your life? Have you ever seen one?
No.
Okay, neither have I. So what are they really signing behind closed doors that we've never seen?
Who the fuck knows, right?
I mean, subjects be thinking, exactly, like, because you know they're with the Illuminati. That's a fact. These athletes, we know they're with them. So what are they signing in their contracts? Okay. It might be some shit you have to sign your soul away, like, for real, but we just think it's a basketball game, so, like, they wouldn't do nothing like that, but okay. Yeah. It might be we literally own you. Like, whenever you need to switch countries or go to this place, you have to go. We own you, and you sign your name away. So, okay, I'm telling you. Like, man, the world is just crazy, for real, for real. That's why I love the world. Wake the people up. But the right people, because a lot of people don't care. A lot of people don't care. You could tell them an asteroid about to come tomorrow. They don't care.
They definitely don't.
They just care about their 9-to-5 job because they're living a script. And like a big way you know you're not living a script is if you're not really living like nobody else. It's not money-wise. It's just like how you are. You know what I'm saying? Like, being spontaneous, because that's a big way. Like, the Truman Show did teach me that being spontaneous, it creates confusion among them to be able to follow you and see how you are, because you're so spontaneous. You're not just doing the same fucking thing over and over and over again, and they can read you like a book. Okay, on Tuesday, he's going to be right here. Like, they already know, because you're just too readable. So we are supposed to be spontaneous. Like, you want to go on a trip? Go.
Yeah.
Simple. Go. You know? Because nothing's really holding us back. So, I don't know. I've been trying to keep opening my mind to see through that damn veil. Because it's getting more obvious to me. Like, you should see through things. Like, I don't see it through everything because I'm not perfect at the end of the day. Of course not. I'm going to make mistakes. But the veil is definitely thinning. Like, people have been saying they've been seeing more shapeshifters and reptilians.
Really?
Yes. Because the veil is thinning. I see why. Like, I truly see why. Because it is thinning. That's why time is speeding up. Time speeding up is the veil thinning. Because time is a veil. But it's the same thing. If we got outside time and was just in the now, we'd experience everything right now. There would be no waiting. Like, if you want to live your highest life, all you need to do is experience it right now. Because there is no time.
Well, I think our concept of time is also incorrect.
Right, and we talked about this. Like, time is relative. Time is always relative.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just there. It's relative to what is there. So that I agree with you with. Our concept of time is completely wrong.
Well, and we also look at it as a circle, right? Or like a straight line.
Right, right. Yes, that's true. Like, it's just singular. Like, it's just, like you said, just straight. I say it just moves one way. It can't go up, down, sideways, every single way. It just can go straight and backwards. We're just in a circle. So, yeah. Because they show you on a clock. That's why a clock is a programming.
Yep.
Clock is just to program you. Because that's not really how time is. It's just how they want you to, in your
mind.
They
want you to be in a loop.
Exactly. That's why everywhere at school, what do you see? Them clocks.
And why do you think, okay, so, like, here's the interesting thing, right? Bells.
Yep.
Right? Are used for, I mean, in a sense, work.
Yeah.
And prison.
Right. So while they in schools.
Yeah. What are they training kids to be?
Like slaves, exactly. What? I mean, I knew when I was in school it was bullshit. I don't care. I knew it. I knew it was because it was obvious. Because I knew I wasn't dumb. It didn't make sense what I was learning. Simple. Simple. Now, am I saying you don't need math? You need math. But you don't need their math. You don't need their math. You think it's the same math that the Egyptians was using? People back in the day was using this math we use? Hell no. Hell no.
Mm-mm.
Like, they're not even teaching us the real stuff. That's what I'm saying. Like, even whenever we learn something, it's like it's watered down through 100 wells of the real knowledge. But they're giving us this. So, man. I don't know. We gotta keep waking people up, all I gotta say, because with this vaccine, but people was being led to being sheep into the herd to slaughter.
Yep.
Because I think within 5 years, that vaccine is gonna be like something where they can literally control you. Like, you have no say anymore. Like, they can just control your whole body.
Oh, that's I think so too.
Because it's nanotechnology.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's a smart vaccine. So, like, what are they putting in this little, like you said, serum of foreign objects that's in here? Like, what the fuck is in here? And then they show you, like, the president getting it. Bro, his vaccine ain't have nothing in there. Yeah. Kamala Harris getting it. Come on, but you don't think they got the dummy, the dummy ones filled with water? Stop playing with
me. Or what's that? What is that stuff?
Saline solution.
Yeah.
Come on, bro. They're not gonna give them the real shit. It's all fake. That's what I'm saying. Like, this whole world, it's just so fake. Like, people, places, things, words, so fake. It's just crazy to me. Like, but then it goes to show the 144,000. All the real souls on this planet. That's why everything's so fake. Food. Yeah. So, I don't know, man.
Yeah, man. Everything.
Like, how the fuck do we don't even eat real food? Like, how do we not see this as a video game? Like, we don't even be eating real food. Like, what is it then? If it's not real, then what is it?
I mean, this isn't real.
Exactly what I'm saying. Like, it goes to show you right there. If we're not eating real food, then how is this a real world? Like, man, I'm telling you. I've watched Stranger Things. I watched all them crazy shows. Like, they're showing you what's really going on. They know what's really going on. They know the dimension. They know all that. They're just not going to tell us because we're waking our kundalini. And once that happens, that's why with the same retention, that's the one thing they don't want. You can have all the knowledge in the world, but if you're just releasing the energy, they really don't care. It's whenever you retain, what happens is you gain influence, and they know this. You gain a lot of influence whenever you retain. So that same message that you could have said 6 months before you retain for 6 months, the same message is going to have a whole different depth to it. The exact same message, you could say it the exact same way, is going to have a whole different depth. Just because people can feel that. Like, whoa, what is different about him? Like, I'm, like, something different about his message. Like, so.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, it's definitely important. I mean, like I said, it's not easy. Like, it's nothing that's fucking easy. It's hard. That's what the longer you go, it's not easy. It's hard. I don't care what anybody says. The urges don't go away. They don't just go away magically. Because if they went away magically, everything would be easy. We ain't have to worry about it. It'd all be simple. Everything would be simple, easy as hell. But they don't just go away. They really stay there. You just get better at transmuting them in a different way, I guess I'm trying to say. But they stay there. Yeah. But what time is it? What time is it over there where you live?
It's 12:40.
12:40, okay.
You getting tired?
That's about 2:37 here.
Yeah, it's You've had a day, huh?
Man, it's just been another one. Nothing too crazy. Just doing what I love to do. That's all I gotta say. Doing what I love to do, man. Painting rims and working on cars, fix cars and buying them, selling them.
Yeah, that's super dope, dude. I'm glad that you found your way there.
Yeah, it's
you found something that you're like interested in doing, so you actually do it. Right. Because I think that's really important.
Right, like it's not even about the money at all.
No, it's about fucking spending time. What's up? What's up, dude?
But yeah, let's catch back up tomorrow.
Okay.
Because I know it was pretty late even on your side, about 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's catch up tomorrow though. Mondays are always good for me. So.
All right, man. I'm gonna be with a lady tomorrow, like just chilling and kicking it. But let's just play it by ear.
Yeah, if not Monday, then really any one of the days throughout the week. I know I work, you know, usually in the morning time, but yeah, one of the days throughout the week though, it definitely work for me, man.
Okay. That sounds good, man. Let's do it then.
Sounds great. Sounds great. You and your lady friend have a good time. It don't even matter what y'all do. Nothing wrong with that. Because I can tell you right now, the feminine energy is a great energy to be around. Don't forget that.
That's what I miss sometimes, man.
Don't forget that, man. I'm telling you, like, it's a great energy. It's a different energy. Like, you have to understand, it's great to see, like, how somebody else thinks. Pick their brain. Ask them questions. It's actually, like, kind of cool to see, like, how they think. Because they just think so different. But they're still a person. They're still a human being. So it's
That's right.
They just think on, like, a whole nother side of the brain. You know, I want to drive fast and do all this, but chill. You know what I'm saying? It just shows you, like, they just think different. Like, not even just that, but, like, a lot of different things. You know, so have a good time, man. You know?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, this chick is cool, man. She's all into the conspiracy theories and not into the jab.
Yeah. She's woke. I like it. I already like it. Yep.
Hell yeah. And next time we'll talk about this other chick that, dude, I met this psycho. And it'll be good to, like, talk about it.
Okay.
So let's talk about that. Dude, nice catching up again.
Sounds good, my man. We'll definitely do that. Like I said, I'm going to tap in with you, see if tomorrow will work. If not, like I said, I know you do what you're doing. We can find another day throughout the week.
Absolutely. No, we definitely will, dude. We'll definitely catch back up and... Good to be back on retention again.
Oh yeah, man. I'm telling you, all the ups and downs. It's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle, man. We all get back up. This is how it is. You have to. What else can you do? You know?
No, I agree with you.
Yeah, you just gotta get right back to retaining. That's all you might lose energy, but you can gain it right back. You can gain it right back. So
you know. That's right. And no more adult shit.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Right. No more watching people fuck each other.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't help anybody.
No. No, and that's right. Easy to myself, man. I need to hear that. That's facts.
Exactly. All right, G. Okay.
Take it easy.
Well. Let's talk soon.
Appreciate it. Yep.
Okay. Peace.